This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. U.S. and Iraqi forces are continuing their siege on Fallujah, which has now entered its sixth day. Concerns are mounting that the residents of the city who remain there have been without electricity or water for a dangerously long time. This as additional U.S.-led troops are also reportedly bound for the northern city of Mosul. Try to contain insurgents have taken hold of police stations and other areas there. NPR's Ann Garrels is embedded with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, and joins us from the roof of the command center in Fallujah. Ann, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
U.S. military says it controls about 80% of the city, but there's still what they call some clearing to do. What's been happening there over the past, say, 12 hours?
Well, I've been traveling through the northern half of the city with the battalion commander this morning, and there are damaged buildings. I've seen about a dozen corpses of men on the street. Marines say these were armed fighters. Wild dogs are there eating away at many of them. It's pretty gruesome. But most of the city actually seems more or less intact. And though his Marines continue to take fire, Colonel Mike Ramos believes they have broken the back of the insurgents. While the battalion, though, has moved through the northern half, it's now going back to sort of back and fill to clear each neighborhood house by house for insurgents and weapons. This morning, in an area the Marines had already gone through a couple of days ago, a scout was suddenly confronted by gunshots from a garage he was about to open. Marines opened fire on the garage and ended up killing three armed men hiding inside.
And have people in the military with whom you've spoken been able to assess the relationship between the people in the city and the insurgents?
No. For instance, the Marines have located about 30 families up here in the northern part of the city. They've not been hostile, nor have they welcomed the Marines with open arms. They have not provided any useful intelligence on the insurgents. And Marine commanders basically say the insurgents have so successfully terrorized the population that those who might want to work with the U.S. and the U.S.-backed Iraqi government are too frightened to say so or do so. And breaking that cycle is key. Commanders acknowledge extremely difficult. There has to be enough security here so that residents feel confident that they can take part in the political process if indeed they want to. The Marines are bringing in food and water for civilians who stayed here.
Reportedly, a Red Crescent convoy of humanitarian aid has been stopped by the U.S. military, with the military saying the roads aren't safe yet. Any sense of when that convoy or others might get through?
No. I mean, as I described, I mean, there's still fire going on around the city, and they're afraid that insurgents could infiltrate a civilian group and that they could blow up people, the Red Crescent, Marines, whoever.
U.S. military using the term victory yet?
No. They are saying the mission has been successful in clearing the city of most of the insurgents. But they're not using the word victory because, as we've seen in other places, the insurgents can come back. The insurgent leadership has not been located, and intelligence officers suspect that sleeper cells are sleeping, waiting for the Marines to pull out because they know they can't go toe-to-toe with the Marines. Ultimately, the goal here is to transition to the point where Iraqi security can take over, but Marines won't say when that will be.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Fallujah. Thank you.
Thank you.